本集要感谢斗内的朋友 Arena、Odette 及 Pearl， 谢谢你们。Hello， 我是 Bingo， 欢迎收听 Bingo 碎碎念。每一则全英文的生活小故事之后，会翻译成中文给你听，再教三个相关的单字，让你把英文融入生活之中，成为能够 spark joy 学英文的高手。我跟 Leo 不久前去一间新的咖啡厅，结果 Leo 就偷听店员聊天。好啦，其实也不是偷听，好吧？那间咖啡厅就很小间哈，店员自己又大嗓门 ，OK。Leo 就听到他说话内容，然后发现说，哎，有一位员工是香港人呢。那这位香港人对台湾有什么想法呢？今天自己来分享。Now are you ready for the show? Bingo Babbles Plus, let's go! A few months ago, Leo and I went to a new cafe in the neighborhood. We each brought a book, ready to enjoy a relaxing afternoon reading in this small and lovely cafe. After a while, Leo whispered to me that he overheard a waiter chatting with a customer. The waiter expressed his worry about Taiwan's future. He had moved to Taiwan 3 years ago from Hong Kong after the crackdown on civil movement, and he was anxious about how some people in Taiwan just couldn't see the looming danger of China's invasion. Well, we share the same anxiety. I thought maybe I could talk to him when we checked out. I rehearsed something warm and funny to extend my welcome. What I didn't expect was that, minutes later, the Hong Konger told the customer about the candidates he supported in the last presidential election. Surprisingly, that candidate was pro-China. Ooh, unexpected, to say the least. That's an interesting choice. Does this story spark joy for you? 现在来听中文版咯。前几个月，我跟 Leo 去家里附近新开的咖啡店，我们各自带了一本书。我带的是希腊神话改编的故事，叫做 Circe， 中文翻译成女巫瑟西。那 Leo 带的则是英文的 BL 小说《狼人与人类的火辣爱恋》。坐下来不久之后呢， Leo 跟我说他听到服务生在跟一位熟客聊天，然后服务生就说自己来自香港，是在中国打压公民运动之后呢跑来台湾的。他还说他很担心台湾的未来哦，因为很多台湾人就跟当时的香港人一样，不管怎么样就是看不见中国对台湾的威胁耶。我也很有同感哦。这种人哦，通常还觉得自己是清流啊，我都不碰政治的，政治好脏脏。那既然是有同感的人哦，我就考虑在结账的时候呢，是不是该找这个香港人聊个两句啊，向他表达欢迎哦，希望他在台湾可以过得很愉快。不过没有想到呢，下一秒，那位香港店员开了总统大选的话题。香港店员跟台湾顾客呢，竟然都是某位亲中的候选人的支持者。 What? 这选择太特别了吧。你从香港搬过来是为了逃离中国的镇压，结果现在又要投亲中，毁我三观耶。好啦，还是希望他在台湾可以开心咯。但不得不说，下次还是去其他更 spark joy 的咖啡厅好咯。 That's today's story in Chinese. 下来听英文复习，再教新单字。 A few months ago, Leo and I went to a new cafe in the neighborhood. We each brought a book, ready to enjoy a relaxing afternoon reading in this small and lovely cafe. After a while, Leo whispered to me that he overheard a waiter chatting with a customer. The waiter expressed his worry about Taiwan's future. He had moved to Taiwan 3 years ago from Hong Kong after the crackdown on civil movement, and he was anxious about how some people in Taiwan just couldn't see the looming danger of China's invasion. Well, we share the same anxiety. I thought maybe I could talk to him when we checked out. I rehearsed something warm and funny to extend my welcome. What I didn't expect was that, minutes later, the Hong Konger told the customer about the candidates he supported in the last presidential election. Surprisingly, that candidate was pro-China. Ooh, unexpected, to say the least. That's an interesting choice.第二次听是不是听懂更多了呢？既然香港店员的选择如此令人意外啊，今天就来讲意料之外的三种英文说法。第一个意料之外的说法是 unexpected， Unexpected. Expect 它字根是期待的意思，前面加上否定的字首 un 就变成 unexpected， 意料之外的意思。好，来造个句子哦。The birthday boy's unexpected arrival at the party surprised everyone. 寿星突然出现在派对现场，让所有人感到意外。惊喜派对就是这样子哦。如果一个环节没有安排好，或是把风的人还交友软体，Tinder 太专心，寿星就会不小心进到还没布置完的场地，然后跟大家大眼瞪小眼，之后说，谢谢你们。意料之外 ，unexpected。意料之外的第二种说法是 unpredicted， unpredicted， 它的字根 predict 是预测的意思，像是预测什么时候会有地震，或是预测股票的涨跌。哎，现在台股20000点，丙玉有没有赚包包，准备往主管脸上丢离职信啊？预测就是 predict， 而 predict 前面再加上刚刚教的否定字首 un， 就变成了超出预测的，或是意料之外的。好，我们来造个句子。The unpredicted earthquake left many people unprepared. 这场意料之外的地震让许多人措手不及。有些地震是会有前兆了，但多数地震都是 unpredicted， 都是意料之外的。台湾有很多地震哦，所以丙友也可以准备好避难包，以备不时之需哦。意料之外的第三种说法是 unforeseen， unforeseen。foresee 和它的字根是预先看见或是预先得知的意思，说起来跟 predict 预测的意思差不多，但两个字有个小小的差别哦。很粗暴的解释就是说呢，股市分析师的预测是 predict， 算命师的预测是 foresee， 因为 predict 是透过分析数据及证据之后做出的预测，而 foresee 则是用感应的 magic 就看到了未来。比如说沙丘的男主角啊，他在梦里会看到未来的片段嘛，那就是一种 foresee。 当 foresee 变成 unforeseen， 没有事先感应到，那意思就是意料之外的或是超出预期的。好，来造个句子哦。 The global economy went into recession due to the unforeseen COVID-19 pandemic. 意料之外的一场新冠疫情让全球经济陷入衰退，不过幸好台湾是化危机为转机啊，反而看到了 unforeseen 的台股20000点啊。好，所以准备搭着 AI 浪潮飞高高咯。来简单复习一下今天学到的三种意料之外的说法。Unexpected, unexpected, unpredicted, unpredicted, unforeseen, unforeseen。你学起来了吗？最后，谢谢斗内的朋友支持，你们是听 Bingo 学英文的力量。每月定额斗内299以上听众会收到碎碎念系列的电子报，有逐字稿、图文并茂的讲解，还有我们的私密小日记哦。我们一起把英文融入生活之中。谢谢收听 ，Stay tuned，We love you。